New Horizons was launched in January of 2006, and this week will make its closest approach to Pluto, the tiny world far out in the solar system.
There's a lot of questions we have about the surface, and as those fuzzy images get better and better, we have more and more questions about what's causing the dark areas, what's causing the lighter areas. Are there big craters? Are there big areas covered with different materials? So it's really a culmination of years of anticipation.
That's Kevin Williams, director of the Whitworth Ferguson Planetarium at Buffalo State College. Already the fuzzy images sent back have revealed sharp contrasts in color on Pluto's surface. We also know Pluto has a thin atmosphere and multiple natural satellites. Ironically, just months after New Horizons was launched, scientists voted to demote Pluto to minor planet status. Williams says even with the new curiosities being spotted, a promotion for Pluto is unlikely.
In terms of what could be discovered at Pluto during the flyby, there's really nothing that would change the way that Pluto is meeting the definition of a planet at this point. It's really the thing that makes Pluto not a planet right now is its size.
Images from Tuesday's closest approach of Pluto will take time to reach Earth and will be released by NASA on Wednesday. The Whitworth Ferguson and Williamsville North High School planetariums are both hosting viewings beginning at 7 p.m. on Wednesday. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.